You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, ETU Union released a survey it took of its members in the journalism sector. The results found a concerning lack of stability and sustainability in the industry, with many journalists struggling. Issues outlined in the report included more than half rating their employers' implementation of AI as bad or unethical, increasing pressure to cover multiple roles as less journalists are hired, and pay quickly falling behind comparable professions. To discuss the survey and potential crisis of journalism in New Zealand, I spoke to ETU director Matt Danaher.
Can you tell us a bit about this ETU journalism survey and give us a summary of some of its findings?
Yeah, absolutely. So we conducted this survey of journalist members who work across the country for a number of different organisations, including all of the major ones. And basically, we asked the specific questions we asked because this is what we were already hearing anecdotally from people. So we wanted to actually establish how sort of widely felt and deeply felt these issues were. And what we've identified as an industry I don't think it's hyperbole to describe it as a kind of occupation that's in a bit of crisis, really. And we already know, of course, and there's a lot of conversation around declining trust in media from among the general public, but there's also a huge sort of declining trust in their ability to continue working in the industry among journalists themselves, as well as obviously a significant level of concern around the encroachment of AI or large language models on the work of journalists as well. And that's all rolled in with a massive reduction in the number of people working overall in the environment, and also the kind of mashing together of what were always seen as very different and equally valued in different ways skill sets, you know, around photographer, videographer, writer, social media expert, and so on. These are increasingly being sort of squashed together into one person. We're seeing salaries kind of stagnate in the sector, and we're seeing people wanting to leave, basically, and not seeing a future for themselves in the profession.
Talking about people wanting to leave, in that survey it found 60% of respondents said they could not see themselves as journalists in 10 years. How concerning is the shrinking of journalism as a profession in our current socio-political landscape?
Well, it should be really concerning to anyone who cares about democracy and accountability, because the reality is that without a strong, active, well-engaged, well-trained, committed journalism sector, how are we going to find out what's going on? How are we going to find out the truth about what our politicians are up to, what our big businesses are up to, you know, what criminals are up to, the reality, what law enforcement is up to? The reality is we are only aware of all of these things that are going on because of journalists telling us about them.
What are some of the wider reasons for this degradation of the industry? Can it be improved in any way?
Well, obviously, there's massive, you know, it's been a massive shift away from print towards online, and then a shift into, of course, in a reliance on social media and algorithms and the way that steers certain types of content to people, and the way in which it's really can be quite difficult for responsible journalism to break through in that. And it feels like, you know, the media organisations a few years ago, it felt like they did have some ideas. You know, we had that legislation passed around the ability for them to negotiate with social media providers around payment for stories, and that's happening. There's also been a shift towards actually being able to monetize online journalism, which is really important to ensure the sustainability of it. But it feels like that when it comes to AI, there's actually that's a real danger there, which I don't know if the media organisations really appreciate it. I think that there are people who employ journalists, don't really understand the value of the work that they're paying for, and think that AI can somehow replace journalists, or indeed editors for that matter. And that's a real risk, because we're seeing big increases. Everyone's talking about AI slop and things like that. The reality is, if you or I look at an article online and from an international news provider, and we see it's obviously AI written, we're actually really unlikely to look at it. And we're also, if we do look at it, we do read it, and we share those stories, we're likely to get criticised by other people who read it and see what it is. And then there's a question over how true the stories are, and it just, you know, further erodes trust in the media.
On that AI point, quite a large point it found in the survey was a worry of the implementation of AI, and specifically a concern about kind of, is it being put in ethically? What are some of the impacts, you talked about trust there, that careless use of AI could have in journalism as a whole?
Yeah, well, that's it. Trust is the number one thing, but also just quality. And then people's desire to read it goes away. I mean, if an AI has written an art, if somebody hasn't bothered to write an article or edit it properly, you know, they've just run it through an AI and got them to put it up, why should I bother reading it? That's a lot of the discourse you see out there, and that's perfectly understandable. And there's real dangers that you might have articles that are written by journalists, but actually are then corrected and edited by AI, and that can have the effect of course, removing facts and replacing them with hallucinations, AI hallucinations, removing citations and replacing them with correct citations, or there are no citations, they add in false citations. There's a huge amount of risk, and when you've got media organisations that need to produce more and more content with less and less people, there's less and less, there's more and more chance of that stuff sort of sneaking through and getting published, and then further damaging the reputation and also people's desire to consume that content. So there's all sorts of reasons why that's quite worrying. And it's not to say that AI can't play an important role in terms of helping people, say, with spelling and grammar and sentence structure and things like that. You know, there could be some quite good stuff that comes through, but it really does need really strong guardrails that ensure that not only journalists are protected as a profession, but also the media outlets are protecting their own reputations.
Another possible issue that's partially caused by AI is the lack of opportunities for young journalists nowadays. How concerning is this for the sustainability of the profession going forward?
Well, that's exactly it. And it's, you've already got a profession that is unpopular with a particularly vocal section of the population who, you know, can do all sorts of things and to put pressure on journalists to make it seem like an unappealing profession, including threatening people, following them to their homes and things like that, as we've seen in the recent past in this country. And then on top of that, you've got declining salaries, and you've got people working in the industry for many years who were earning, you know, actually less than, you know, $60,000 in some cases. You know, in the recent past, we've had journalists having to do Uber Eats deliveries to kind of pay the bills. And then we've got the AI as well further devaluing the journalism as an occupation. If you're a young student now who's interested in creating content and in finding out how things work and educating people on that, what is there to really draw you in?
That was ITU director Matt Danaher speaking to me about a new survey of journalist union members and the concerns it's found.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.